do you just throw it away, or do you use this as sort of coaching opportunities?
I don't think you really like throw any games away. It you know, at least with me, it sits for a long time. And the first thing that I try to do is think about the things that, what did I do wrong? Or what can I do better in the preparation? What led to this? I always try to find some type of cause. A lot of times there is no, sometimes it's just basketball. The other guy makes shots and we don't, but they played. But the disappointing part is even in those games where you're not making shots, you can compensate by winning the possession game, by taking care of the basketball, getting offensive rebound. But they were also doing this, as well as running better than us in the fast break. So really it was like in every facet of the game, they outplayed us.
Terry and then Chris.
I know defensively is one issue, but another thing is turnovers. What is causing the turnovers, and what can be done to reduce the amount of turnovers you have on a regular basis?
Yeah, well, the season is now two games old, so turnovers are generally a cause of something, you know? Could be technical skills, could be individual tactical decisions, could be the scheme that the other team is playing. We got to get better is the short answer. Again, it's not optimizing for the turnovers to get into zone, to get into the areas of high leverage areas, which means the high pain area. It is inherently somewhat risky, so you don't want to minimize the turnovers, you want to optimize them, and some of that's going to happen. You see that with the best players in the game. They also, a lot of times, best creators in the game, they're on top of the turnover charts. Doesn't mean that those players are turnover prone. It's one part of the game and certainly something we can do better.
Sure. You played 12 players in the first quarter. I think maybe you may have done that in the first game too. That's with five guys out, four of which would almost definitely be in any rotation. On the other hand, you got three games and four nights to start the season. Given those two things sort of pressing against the decision to go that deep, what is the thought process about whether going that deep on the roster is going to help or hurt the team in the context of a game?
Yeah, we made the decision to play PJ in that situation, who was not scheduled to be in the regular rotation when Jock got his early second foul. Did the opposite a little bit later in the first game against New Orleans. I think we're in that situation where we want to keep, it sounds funny, but we want to keep playing with high pace and good intensity. You need some bodies for that. Plus, we feel like we're getting a better grasp of our players and want to see everybody in different type of situations and to allow guys to show what they have in this situation, because that's what we believe is the silver lining with the injuries that we have, that we gain more information on our guys.
Parker and then Drew.
So the offensive rating was just a hair over 100 in this game. Was there anything that kind of stood out with the execution or the shot quality that Miami may have taken away for y'all?
Yeah, we were thinking the first half, very, very few transition opportunities, and with transition opportunities, I mean chances to attack an unorganized defense. And because they were making every shot, when they weren't, they were controlling the boards, a lot of fouls from the free throw line. I thought our offense was clunky in the half court. We didn't have great player or ball movement. That's usually not a good recipe, but when you combine all of those, you end up with an offensive rating like this. And then on top of this, when we did create open shots, especially for the three, weren't able to knock them down. That happens sometimes. You compensate for it through getting offensive rebounds out of those long rebounds.
Last question here.
We saw the interaction with John Jaren early in the game with a pick and roll situation that resulted in a basket, but also Jaren's had four fouls in the first half of both of these games, and a lot of them have been offensive. Do you have to weigh the risk between like using him in interactions and potentially like opening, I guess, a bigger window for offensive fouls, or is that more on him to make sure, you know, he's careful in those situations?
I think it's on all of us to improve. We want to have those guys in interactions together. whether it is pick and roll or anything else. There are two best offensive players. I think it's very important that we keep working on it, and it's also to create a pathway forward. I don't want to like create a situation where we feel like we can't go to this action because we're scared about fouls. We are very optimistic about that. Both guys missed basically completely the preseason, and there's some kinks we gotta iron out, but I think the future looks very promising for both of those guys.
Thank you, coach.
Thanks, coach.
Thank you.